Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis Dotson. Today, I just wanted to take some time out and send some encouraging words and maybe some tips to us parents who kids are going back to school this week. And if your kid isn't going to school this week, I know that it is the school year has approached, so they'll probably be going back to school within the next couple of weeks. And I'm sending nothing but the best wishes for a successful school year for all of our children everywhere. Many of us are experiencing our children going to school for the first time. You may have kindergartners. You may have those who are now in middle school. Oh my goodness, in high school and college. And it can bring on, you know, a lot of joy, but it can also bring on a lot of anxiety. As a parent, you want to hold on to those babies and you want to protect them. And in today's world, unfortunately, we are experiencing having concerns about our children when they're at school, they're at malls or extracurricular activities, if they're out and, you know, enjoying a night on the town these days. The things that we are seeing with unfortunate shootings can bring on a lot of anxiety when it should be a time of joy, watching our kids move on to the next level. Things that we have raised them and taught them that this is the next steps and prepared them for the next steps in life. And so with things that are happening in our world today, all we can do is try to prepare ourselves and have the conversations with our kids so that they are not having the type of anxiety, but they are also living in reality of what can possibly happen. So I'm encouraging you, if you are a parent right now who nerves are totally on edge with the thought of the possibilities based on what we have seen. My encouraging words for you is that maybe you establish some forms of communication with your child in the event. And, you know, maybe as, you know, as your children are, you have older children, the ones in college, high school, middle school who can understand that. Find points of exit. Maybe you communicate, you know, even if you're at a mall or at an event, where you would meet in the event of. I know that, you know, a lot of us have exit plans. If our home's caught on fire or if something happened, this is what we do. Well, now we're in a new, you know, we're in a new world, and so we need to be able to establish meeting points if possible, and just have that communication. And that may bring a sense of ease or calmness because you feel like you're preparing even for the, you know, things that we can never actually prepare for. So I encourage you to do that. I've been able to talk to my kids about that. And, you know, to just be more aware, to pay attention. A lot of times we're not paying attention because we're looking at our phones or we are busily doing, you know, all sorts of things. And that even goes for us parents as well. So maybe that, you know, little tidbit will help someone today. At least that's what I pray. But for, you know, the parents who are for the first time, you know, empty nesters. I'm encouraging you that you find something that brings you joy or something that you have put on hold because, you know, as a provider, as a giver, as a caretaker, we love our kids and we will sacrifice, and rightfully so. That's what you do. But a lot of times in that sacrifice, you kind of lose yourself, and the things that you wanted to do, you put on the back burner. Well, you know, if you've been doing that, today is the day You know, maybe wait till the kids come home from school and you can talk to your kids and hear about their day, and you talk to your college student who's away and hear about their day. But what I am encouraging you to do is get a pen and some paper and write down the things that you want to accomplish. And then start working on those goals. You know, it can be simple. You've been meaning to have lunch with friends for months, sometimes years, as time goes by, right? Well, you should go ahead and now make those plans. It's time for you, if you wanted to, you know, start your exercise routine, okay? You have no excuse. You can do it now. If you want to go back to school, you know, learn a craft, volunteer. What I'm trying to say is now is time for you to take care of yourself. You know, we do such a great job. We do such a great job taking care of our loved ones that we don't show the same love or take care of ourselves as well as we take care of others. And so now it's time for you to do you and make that time for you. So I'm encouraging you to do that, because you can lose yourself and you don't want to be the shoulda, woulda, coulda. And why I say that is because that's what we tell our kids. And I don't believe that we should give our kids advice that we're not willing to follow, right? And so be encouraged. Go out and do something for you. You have raised your children to succeed and to do well. And you should be proud of yourself and you should applaud yourself. And for us believers, you know, one of the things that we're good at is prayer. And so with everything that's going on, you know, in our world, and as we pray for our children, we pray for all children. And we pray that this will be a blessed, successful school year for everyone, that the hedge of protection around our schools is there, that God hears our prayers and He's covering our children. And we know that there are things that are outside of our control and there are things that we will never be able to understand. But as a believer, our hope and our trust is in God. And that is where we leave it. And we stand on it. Our faith has to be greater than our fear, because faith and fear actually cannot occupy the same space, right? One will dominate the other. Therefore, allow your faith to be the dominant in all things, especially for our children. So I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I hope a little conversation of encouragement as well as some tips can inspire and can help you, and that you can share with other people. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. Have a blessed week. May the school year be successful for your children. And until the next podcast, God bless.